This is the son of PCJ.
On shortwave, AM, FM, and the internet, this is PCJ. Yeah! It's now time for the Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Perrone.
Oh, no!
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of your program, Happy Station. It's very nice to have you with us for the next 55 minutes. 55, as I say, is your lucky number. Mind you, in some cases, it should be 120 minutes, because when we do special programs, but that is neither here nor there. Anyway, what do we have on today's show? We're going to do something a little different. We're going to answer one question. Yes. One question on the entire show. Now you're saying to yourself, wait a second, that sounds kind of crazy. One question for the entire show? Yes. We're going to spend our time on one specific question that has come in from a number of you. But before we get to that, let's now take a listen to Wes Montgomery and a very cool swing and jazz version of a song made popular by the Mamas and the Papas, California Dreamin'.
Thank you.
Wasn't that nice? California Dreamin', a song composed by John Phillips of the Mamas and Papas, but they're performed by Wes Montgomery, featuring the Oliver Nelson Orchestra. At the beginning of the show, I said we're going to focus our attention on one question. That's right, one question. What is the question you may ask? So ask it. I see that there's one person who didn't ask. But nevertheless, a lot of you have been writing in asking us, what is our theme song? The one that we mostly use. Well, it's a song, a very famous Dutch song called De Postcards. Now, some of you who were listening to this show many years ago when Tom Meyer was the host may remember that he would use that piece of music, or part of it anyway, to introduce the mailbag. When the horse would come along, clippity-clop, clippity-clop, and that piece of music would play. Now, the version, of course, that we're using as our opening song for this program is not, of course, the same version. It's actually performed by Franz Metz and his orchestra. Now, Franz Metz was one of Holland's, I would probably have to say, most important big band arranger, conductors. Did a fantastic arrangement, by the way, of some traditional Dutch songs, but swinging them up and jazzing them up. And also, of course, played the standards by Cole Porter, Irving Berlin, and did many of his own compositions as well. So today we're going to put the focus on Franz Metz. Franz Metz. And here he is with Little Green Apples. Little Green Apples, Franz Metz and his orchestra. While I was putting this program together, I came across something in the archives. It was a special program from a series that was called Portrait of a Dance Band that was produced by Radio Nederland, the Dutch International Service, in the 1960s. One of those programs was on Franz Metz. So, going into the archives, let's find out more about this music maestro, Franz Metz.
Well, we bring you a half an hour of dance music played in special styling by the Dance Orchestra of Franz Mates. So all aboard then for a trip to the stars in that Skyliner. Charlie Barnett special, Skyliner, and that was early Franz Mates, vintage you might say, since it was recorded only a few months after the band was formed some 6 years ago. Franz Mates is a young man to have reached the heights he has, but then he owes that to talent. At the age of 15, he was playing trumpet in the Circus Boltini. He played in the Lion's Cage, which was an added attraction, but it happened initially, only, and only, because his fellow musicians dared him to do so. The only nights he played outside the cage were not when the lions were in it, but when his parents were among the circus audience. But back to music and to a mate's composition, Kick Over the Traces. Franz Mates is a composer not only of music like that, but also of film scores. And notable screen gems like Saturday Night and Sunday Morning have owed much to the tone and depth of his pen. Four British films in the process of production at this moment have scores written by Franz Mates, this talented young Dutchman of 27. Hear now his arrangement of that Gershwin evergreen, Liza. There's a quirkish humour about this man. He spent 18 months in army service with a military brass band and then joined the Tango Orchestra of Milando as a violinist come trumpet player. In Franz's own words, it was a pity, really, I never did learn to play the violin. Shall we scoot then for a moment with the Neil Hefti work of the same name? Thank you. Let's continue a little with some biographical material. When he left Milando, he became conductor of one of Holland's radio orchestras before forming his present 18-piece outfit himself. He's married, has one daughter, five cats, two dogs, one of which has the habit of sitting comfortably on an easy chair, wearing a cap and holding one of Franz's pipes between his canine teeth. And like one of Franz's vocalists, Marianne Kaschemeyer, I too am beginning to see the light.
Much for moonlit skies. I never knew love was such a prize. But now that the stars are in your eyes, I'm beginning to see the light. I never, ever, never went in for moonlight glow or stealing a kiss by mistletoe. But now when you turn the lamp down low, I'm beginning to see the light. Used to ramble through the park, all alone there in the dark. Then you came and caused a spark, and my heart is on fire now. I never made love by lantern shine, I never saw rainbows half so fine. But now that your lips are burning mine, I'm beginning to see the light. I never saw rainbows half so fine. But now that your lips are burning mine, I'm beginning to see the light. I'm beginning to see the light.
The Duke Ellington genius helped along by a genius of our own, Franz Mates, and so much for the moment for compositions by others. Try catching that will-o'-the-wisp created by FM, Mr. Mates.
Thank you.
A drum introduction could and usually does indicate that anything goes, and it does. A Cole Porter tune arranged by Bert Page, a one-time pianist of Franz Mates, Pete Sommerfeld, also wrote music for the orchestra, melodies like this one, It's Just Smooth. For the next few minutes, back again, the spotlight swings to sweet and lovely Marianne Casimir, Sweet Lorraine.
I've just found as happy as a baby boy with another brand new choo-choo toy. When I'm with my sweet Lorraine, a pair of eyes that are bluer than the summer skies. When you see them, you will realize why I love my sweet Lorraine. When it's raining, I don't miss the sun, for it's in my sweetie smile. Just to think that I'm the lucky one who will lead her down the aisle. Each night I say that nobody steals her heart away. Just can't wait until that happy day when I marry my Lorraine. Just to think that I'm the lucky one who will lead her down the aisle. Each night I say that nobody steals her heart away. Just can't wait until that happy day when I marry my Lorraine.
We'll keep the spotlight burning and turn it in the direction of another Franz Mates composition, with emphasis here on the sweet trumpet of the maestro himself. It's Travona.
Last but not least,
A dedication, perhaps, to the complex maze that awaits the uninitiated in the world of sharps and flats, quavers, crotchets, and hemi-demi-semi-quavers. A labyrinth of tonal passages, in fact, and that's how it got its name, Labyrinth. Have it, a brief but nevertheless intimate portrait of the musical life and sound of the orchestra of Franz Mates.
And that was our look at Franz Metz, the music maestro from Holland. And we use a version that he did of the Boskarts, a very famous Dutch song, of course, jazzed and swinged up, at the beginning of the program. So hopefully that answered all of your questions about who and what that piece of music is. You're listening to Happy Station from PCJ Radio. If you want to get in touch with us, our email address is hs@pcjmedia.com. And of course, our website to listen to this program again and catch all past editions is www.pcjmedia.com. And that's it. All right. Through the website, not too long ago, we had a request for Brian Adams and the song Cloud Number 9. Unfortunately, you didn't sign your name, but it's nice. It's a nice song, nevertheless. I don't know why I said that. So going out to our mystery person who requested the song. Yes. Brian Adams, Cloud Number 9.
Feels right. world behind, spend some time up on Clive number 9. Well, it's a long way up and we won't come down tonight. Well, it may be wrong, but baby, it sure feels right.
Cloud number 9, Bryan Adams going out to a mystery person out there who didn't bother signing their name. They didn't even mention what country. All they said was, please play me Bryan Adams as soon as possible. You sent that request 2 weeks ago, so hopefully it's not too late. We have a question here that came in from Vladimir with an incredibly unpronounceable name, so I'm not even going to attempt it, who lives in Moscow. And Vladimir wants to know how we do the show and do we record many of them in advance? As a rule, no. As a rule, we record it usually a few days before Saturday when the first show goes out. There are on occasion, occasionally during the week, maybe we'll record an extra one that, as they used to say, sits on the shelf. But today it just sits in a hard drive. And we pull these shows out in case of emergencies or if we're taking some vacation time. That's normally how we do it. Just recently, I was going through some stuff, and I found some shows that we actually recorded 2 years ago that we never ended up using. And I thought to myself, well, let me listen to them and see if we can at some point. The problem I made in them was mentioning dates, times, and things that are very time-sensitive, so you definitely won't be hearing those programs anytime soon. But normally that's how it is done. Now, you know, not too long ago I was talking with Tom, and he told me about a time when he went to New Zealand and he was traveling to some other places. And back in those days, he would have to record 4 shows, including ones in Spanish. And I'm thinking, my God, how did you do it, Tom? You know, especially in the days of tape when it was a lot more complicated than it is now, and making sure that the programs that are supposed to go out, go out. Now, it has happened a couple of times where we actually transmitted the wrong show, but luckily, nobody really noticed except those who were really paying close attention. And there are some out there. I mean, we have some listeners, by the way, that listen to every single word that I say. And I don't know if I should feel flattered or I should feel scared and wondering if there'll be stalkers or something. But there are people like that out there. And it's okay. I mean, you know, fine. Okay. Time now for one more song before we end today's program. Here's Perry Como with Kokomo.
Kokomo, Kokomo, go! to me, baby, whisper in my ear. Talk to me, baby, whisper in my ear. Come a little closer, don't have no fear.
Don't you know I love you so?
Told me, heard what you said. Heard what you told me, heard what you said. Don't you worry, my pretty, don't lose my head. On her elbows, dimples on her knees. There's dimples on her elbows, dimples on her knees. She thrills and thrills me just a little squeeze. Don't you know, Kokomo, that I love you so? Talk, talk, talk to me, baby, whisper in my ear. Oh, talk to me, baby, whisper in my ear. Come a little closer, don't you have no fear.
Don't you know?
Kokomo, Perry Como, ending today's program. Yes, it's true. Musically, we are all over the place. And who said that different styles of music can't mix? Mind you, I have to be honest, there is something that we don't play enough of on the show. And hopefully one day, if you have any suggestions, we will, give me some ideas. For example, classical. I admit that we don't play enough classical in the program as much as I love classical. We don't. Hard rock, somebody said. Well, we do, and we have. Coldplay, we played on the show before. I think it was The Scientist not too long ago. So yes, we play many different styles here on your program, so hopefully there's something for everybody. I know that a few listeners have told me that there are some songs that we'll play that, let's say, they're not a fan of, but they will continue listening instead of tuning away because they'll hear something, maybe they didn't know too much about it, and they'll go, oh, wait a second, I didn't realize that was hard rock, and I actually kind of enjoyed it. So, who knows? Maybe we'll change some people's opinions on certain styles of music. And one actually that we had not too long ago was from a young guy. In his, I think he was like 17 or 18. This is back it was in November last year, who said that he didn't like jazz. But he had an appreciation for jazz now because we play it on the program quite often. And also he's now a regular listener of our jazz program, Jazz for the Asking. So thank you for that. All right. We're going to leave you right now. But before we go, once again, our email address is hs@pcjmedia.com. That's hs@pcjmedia.com. If you wish to listen to this program again, as well as all past editions and other programs from PCJ, and find out times where they air and everything, go to our website, www.pcjmedia.com. And you can also find us on Facebook. Yes, on Facebook. Just do a search for PCJ Radio, PCJ Media, click on Join the Group, and that's all you need to do. And I should mention, of course, the discussions that we have on Facebook, because there's many listeners that are there, mostly all listeners. We have discussions that are not even related to PCJ programs, and I found out some interesting things before that I didn't know. And it's amazing. Yeah, so come and it's a lot of fun. And I'm there as well, so say hi, say boo, say tickety-boo or Lugalugu, I don't know. Anyway, that's it. That's all we have time for. So on behalf of everyone that helped put the program together, this is Keith Perron wishing you well, hoping to see you all again very soon. So until next time, friends, so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.
This is PCJ Radio on 88.2 FM. This is PCJ Radio on 107.5 FM in Nairobi, Kenya. And nationwide on 5... This is PCJ Radio on KBCT in Waco, Texas. This is PCJ Radio on 9955 kilohertz to Latin America. This is PCJ Radio on 7590 kilohertz DRM. On shortwave, satellite, and the internet... This is PCJ Radio.